It had been some 200 years since the 10 tribes had seceded from the kingdom of David and had set up the independent northern kingdom with calf worship as its religion. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Amos. During part of this time, Baal worship also had been adopted, and many of the abominable practice of Canaanite idolatry was still rampant. God had sent the prophets Elijah, Elisha, Jonah, but to no avail. Israel, hardened in her idolatry and wickedness, was now speeding quickly to her doom and ruin. Israel was in the high tide of prosperity, but brazen in its idolatry and reeking with moral rottenness, a land of swearing, stealing, injustice, oppression, robbery, immorality, and murder. God sent Amos in the final effort to stop the nation in its mad dash for death. Amos was a native of Tekoa, a town in Judah about 6 miles south of Bethlehem. He was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamore trees. He was not a prophet by training. He hadn't gone to the regular prophetic schools. Although he was not a professional prophet and not the son of a prophet, he was nevertheless divinely called to the prophetic office to deliver the word of God. He was a native of Judah, but prophesied in Israel. The northern kingdom was enjoying great material prosperity. Under these conditions, Amos would look like an alarmist, a pessimist. At this time, the power of Israel's old enemy, Syria, was broken. With prosperity on one hand and peaceful conditions on the other, the sense of safety and security prevailed. In this happy state of things, what could be more foolish than prophecies of doom and devastation? But Amos foresaw the revival of Assyria coming out of her present weakness into great power. He knew that she would be the instrument in the fall of Israel as judgment for her sins. His message did get to one person, Amaziah the priest. He tried to discredit the claims of Amos as a prophet of God and declared that he should be punished for saying these things and for disturbing the peaceful state of the kingdom. Jeroboam treated the message of Amos with scorn. Little did he realize that in less than 50 years his capital would be ruined and the people carried away by Assyria, exactly as Amos had said. Amos was one of the greatest of all the prophets. He had no credentials. Amaziah sneered, but Amos knew his call was from God. How often God has laid his hand on a man who has no credentials from a school and has commissioned him to go forth and share the word with others. Peter was a fisherman. David was a shepherd boy. Amos was a keeper of sycamore trees. Often God bypasses the highly talented and well-schooled to lay his hand on a person of a very ordinary background. God is not looking for credentials. God is looking for men and women of humility and dedication, with lives of purity and hearts of love, people who pray, people who have invested time in learning and applying the Word of God to their lives.